This is K8ARI Portable 8. Is there anyone from the Aero Group on site tonight?
This is K8RFR. K8RFR. Is anybody around? K8RFR portable.
QSD, 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 good evening everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAVM repeater. This is the directive net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Thanks for coming. Begins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, and then all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Nothing heard. We'll do one more call. Any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call net control now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. Mobile.
Hey, N8SBE. Dave, good evening. Lovely night to be out for a walk. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, we just completed our field day today. It's about 2 o'clock. It really took us about an hour and a half to tear everything down and just clear off the site. I ended up having to spend some time putting my things back together here so we could see the site bank at 9 o'clock. So it's been a very busy day.
Okay, we got most of that. You're pretty noisy, but I think we got most of that. Had a successful field day and got it shut down pretty quickly, taken down pretty quickly this afternoon. So with that, we'll go on. Are there any all other stations? Please call net control now.
Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, John.
Charlie 8 Tango Oscar, Don.
Okay, I have WSAU, KV8OIS, and ACHTO. Do we have any other stations? Please call net control now. All right, nothing heard, so it'll be a short night tonight. I guess field day wore everybody out. We'll start with WSAU, followed by KV8OIS. Matt, any news for us this evening?
I too was out at field day for probably the past 3 days with Aero's field day. Unlike Dave, it put his station back together for the, with the equipment that he wanted us to work on the stations at field day. I mowed the line and took a nap. And let's see, just noticed a mosquito bite in the back of my hand here as I was checking into the net. So that happened at field day, but it was a pretty good field day. It was not super hot. Didn't pour rain. No huge windstorms, and I did actually make a few contacts myself last couple of years. I worked a few of them from home, but once COVID was a concern, I came out to the last couple ones and just never really quite got to the point where I operated. So this year I actually operated a little bit, and that was fun. I don't operate HF too often, but anyhow, it was a good field day. Thanks for running that. So we have to get you back to that.
Yeah, Matt, I drove by the Aero setup Saturday afternoon. It's quite impressive down there with all the antennas and the RVs and all the people working it and the big sign on the side of the highway. So I hope you had a lot of visitors there. Next up is KB8OIS, followed by AC8TO. John, it was good seeing you. Thanks for help with the telescope yesterday at the UM field day.
KB8OIS. Thank you, Pat, for bringing out that C-STAR telescope. Like I mentioned, I've been investigating that, and only the price has sort of kept me away from it, but it was great to see it in action. The images are beautiful. So maybe I'll start saving some money, and that will be a purchase in the upcoming year or so. Yeah, obviously we have a scaled-down version of the field day. We had a great turnout. A couple of faculty members from private and space came over. One of them is a person I don't think I've seen probably in at least 10 years, Frank Marsick, the old meteorologist from WJR, stopped by for a while to chat with us. Students did a great job. Myself and Ron, KB8RCO, pretty much stood in the background, so we let the students do everything. So they assembled the tower and the stepper and all the coax. I mean, there wasn't much in the way of coax, 100 feet or 150 feet, and the stepper antenna. So they took care of everything. It was just nice just to sit back and to watch them operate. I don't have any numbers in front of me, but I saw one of the computers that said 18 contacts per hour. We did roughly, I think, 4 hours, maybe 4.5 hours. So I suspect we had about 70 to 75 contacts over the 4 hours we participated. Got QPAD KB8OIS.
My mic. It was quite a good group up there. Really enjoyed checking in. So I have the smaller 30 millimeter pro version of that, and it's running about $700 right now. It's quite a nice system. So, anyway, finally, on our first round through is Don, AC8TO. Also, great seeing you again, Don, up at field day. The frequencies are yours.
Pat, and it was great seeing you also, and thanks for bringing the telescope out. And, I was kind of a field day weekend. I was at a bit of Aero's Friday night setup, and then Saturday by WAUM for a bit, then went down to Aero again, and was at Aero this morning. And actually, I hadn't operated recently. As long as there were others keeping the transmitter busy, I'm happy to let others, newer people, operate. But I actually covered the last hour on 40-meter single sideband, and I probably got a dozen or so contacts, which is good because I'm planning on working the Canada Day contest on behalf of WAUM coming up on the 1st of July. So I realized, I was pretty rusty on working sideband voice. I've mostly been an FT8 person, so it's a good thing I got back in. Cut it back in. I was, at first I'm kind of staring at the screen a little lost, but I figured it out again. And, really good participation at the Aero site. Well, Ralph Katz, our ARL rep, stopped by both WAUM and Aero, and then the local elected official thing, we met that over and over, I believe, Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor, and I think he's County Clerk Larry Kestenbaum, and our House Representative Debbie Dingell all stopped in, so really hit that well. A lot of families with younger kids, particularly like elementary through middle school girls, got them to get on the air, and we had a great coach for them, and so they were on a lot too. It was kind of a fun day, and the weather was beautiful, and before I time out a repeater, I will hand it on back, ACTO.
impressive that both Mayor Taylor and Representative Dingell showed up at the Arrow site. Congratulations to whoever pulled that one off. That was really, really impressive. So with that, we've gone through the list once. So let me see if there are any new check-ins or rechecks. Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control, WH4GSR now. Well, nothing heard, so I think we'll go ahead and shut the net down. Plenty of time for you to migrate to the RCNet at 8:30. And thanks again for everyone for their participation in Field Day. And we'll talk to all of you, and hopefully a lot more, next Sunday, same time, same frequency, WA4GSR Clinton.